This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
Let's talk today about how much women journalists are paid compared to men. The most recent Indiana University survey of journalists found as Pew reports here, the median salary of women journalists is 83% of their male counterparts' pay. That's up from recent years, but still a long way off from where it should be, which is equal. I assume both of you agree with that?
I would agree with that.
I would, too. And I guess it's in line, according to this, with basically what women make with median hourly earnings for all women, which were 84% of what a man makes. Now, this article doesn't offer a lot of analysis why. I would speculate that part of it is because you also don't have a lot of women in management.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's correct. There are much fewer women in management roles in journalism.
You know, we've talked in the past about women sometimes being assigned, I guess, what would be considered softer beats, feature writing, maybe education. So perhaps perhaps those are viewed as less valued beats, and perhaps that has something to do with the lower pay, too.
Well, I was reading this article by Poynter, and it says that on May 16th, Monica Anderson, reporter for Pew, that women make 17% less than men doing the same work. So this is not just a matter of beats that we are covering, maybe not as of much interest for our viewers and our audience. It looks like for the majority of doing the same work, we're still making less on the dollar.
Well, why? What are your feelings?
I think it stems from, right from the beginning, where women have only come into being journalists as of like the 1960s. We're still trying to make up a lot of ground here. And I think there are quite a few holdovers from that time where we are not seen as equals.
You know, I hate to think that women are being hired at lower salaries, they're coming in than men, and then it's just plain old sexism. I suspect that's happening in some newsrooms, although some newsrooms are unionized, so they have a set pay scale that the union contract determines. Another explanation could be that women are taking time off to have kids and coming back, and so they lose some ground there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, we were talking about women in supervisory roles. In 2012, the same article I was reading from before, and women made up about 36% of newsrooms, and women filled 35% of supervisory positions. So right there, the numbers show us that we are still trying to make headway into that glass ceiling, into management roles.
How much of this might have to do with negotiating? I mean, do you feel if you're offered a job, you just take the money that's offered there, or do perhaps women need to do a better job of negotiating to get a better salary?
I think women definitely need to do a better job of negotiating. At least I read that all the time, that they need to ask for raises, and that can be difficult for women to be confrontational or to be assertive about that.
Right. Yeah, I've read – I mean, I don't have any stats to cite here, but I've read similar articles that Lisa's probably referring to, where women don't usually go into a salary negotiation. They will avoid it. They won't take it up with their manager, or they'll take whatever is offered to them. We are not really fighting for that higher pay typically.
I would say even young reporters in general don't perhaps always know that – perhaps you should negotiate that pay or some sort of perks. And just if someone offers you that job, especially if you're young and just trying to break into the field, you might just take whatever figure they throw out there. And then you're kind of stuck at that, because even if you get the same percentage increase as everyone else, you're still going to be at that lower pay.
Right. I would say a lot of inexperience is the cause for some of these problems, because you were just saying, as young reporters, I was just mentoring a student just a few weeks ago. He had been going on several different job interviews, and he didn't know that he could ask for gas compensation to go somewhere that was 4 or 5 hours away to interview. And I told him, you should do that. You know, when you go up there, I mean, you may not get that job, but that's time out of your day and also quite a few miles on your car. So he asked, and he got it. I mean, but he had no idea he could do that. So there's a lot, you know, obviously an experience can come into play here.
And we've been talking about also the fewer, you know, lack of women in supervisory positions, which obviously pay more. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason that women's pay has been in the news recently in journalism was because of Jill Abramson's firing as the first female editor of The New York Times. And she learned that her predecessor had been paid more than she was being paid. And that was one of the, I guess, tensions or one of the factors that led up to her firing.
Do you think that's purely sexism there, or is that the company trying to save some money with a new hire? And how long had her predecessor been in the job to reach the pay level that he was at?
The New York Times explanation was that he had seniority, that he had been there longer than she had. But I wonder, I mean, if they are... You know, you're trying to attract the best candidate mm-hmm. for the job. Even if you're hiring someone from outside, then wouldn't you want to offer a, you know, a good salary? And she's I think the paper earned 8 Pulitzers in the 3 years she was editor. I mean, the paper thrived when she was editor.
Right. It's not time to skimp with something like the New York Times. And I think mm-hmm. that they really did a disservice to Jill Abramson here. And also just the appearance looks very bad for female mm-hmm. journalists.
Well, and there's an example of a woman who wasn't in a management position and still got shortchanged. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if she failed to negotiate a higher salary. I mean, she was getting paid $475,000 a year. If someone offered that to me, I might just take it and not really think about what my predecessor was making. Mm-hmm. But certainly for a high-pressure, high-profile job like that, you know, I would concur. You would want to be offering a competitive salary. I don't think that's the position where you try to make some savings to the bottom line. That's something where you want to hire the absolute best person possible and offer them that good pay, no matter whether they're male, female, whatever. I would want the best person in that job.
I agree.
I think there were other factors, other tensions going on with her, but yeah, I think...
As far as her being released.
Her firing, mm-hmm. but I think it was poorly handled and overall. And it must have been very demoralizing to her. I think she also found out that one of her... I don't know if it was a managing editor when she was managing editor, another managing editor was also making more. So I could see how that would be hard on your morale.
Definitely. And when you're being hired in, you don't know, you don't know what the other people were making. But she found out. It's not something that they necessarily wanted to come forward with. So
yeah, it's interesting how it's interesting how employers don't want you to talk about with your coworkers about how much you're getting paid, and this is exactly why, because right. they're cheating some people, and then it becomes demoralizing. All right. Hey, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.